association with Who1.co.uk presents the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 93 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. I'm Adam.
Isabella.
Hi. What?
Silence.
Just say it.
Today be nice.
I'm not going to talk if Alicia's going to talk.
Okay, never mind then. Alicia?
I'm Alicia.
Hello, Alicia.
Stop sulking, Isabella.
Just right, say your name then, Isabella.
Are we going to just spend the next 10 minutes? Right, we've got Isabella, Alicia, Rhys and Robert. Hello, everyone. Happy
Hello.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hello.
Happy
Welcome
New Year.
To 2012.
Yes. We're all going to die.
Yay.
It's nice, isn't it?
No, we didn't. Yeah, we are going to die, actually.
Eventually,
no. It happens to people. We live and then we die.
No, we're going to die this year on the 21st of December.
21st of December. So we won't have to bother getting you any Christmas presents then, Alicia.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something about the ancient calendars, and apparently the calendar stops on December 21st, 2012. I just think they could have provided more dates.
They just had no imagination.
Yeah, enough of this.
It's because the doctor told them to stop telling people what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, right. So, how did we all watch the Christmas special? Now, we were in our house, tried to watch
Dad
it.
Dad stopped
Shush.
It. Dad ruined it. Dad ruined it.
No,
no he ruined
what?
It. No, let me explain. Right, we were watching it fine. And then apparently Mum asked for help when she didn't ask for help. So Dad got all flappy about it. I was like, right, I'll change the channel then. And he changed the channel, which made it me and Isabella cry because we wanted to watch Doctor Who. And so he ruined Christmas.
No, I wanted to...
Isabella, can we have your version of this event? What actually happened on Christmas night when we went to watch Doctor Who?
Mummy was throwing one of my toys when she was opening my toys. Then Mummy throwed the toys at my daddy, Mummy said, get out, and then she said, get up my side. Then I just cried, and then I didn't want Daddy to go.
Right. So I'll tell you what actually happened. Well, we were watching Doctor Who, got about 20 minutes into the programme. During this time, Deb was putting together some of those annoying toys that when you buy for kids that they've got about a million parts and you've got them all together, and she was sat there huffing and puffing looking at me as if to say I could do with some help here. So I thought, well, obviously she doesn't particularly want to watch Doctor Who, she doesn't really want me to watch Doctor Who, so I thought, what we'll do, I'll watch Doctor Who later and I'll help her do the toys. So I thought, well, I didn't want to just leave it on because then I'd be spoiled for what happens later on, so I stopped it and changed the channel and all hell broke loose.
Am I crying?
You should have just left it on.
Your mum should have just not bothered trying to put these toys together during Doctor Who.
Even though you miss it, you should have just left it on.
Yeah, rubbish.
I'd be annoyed if my dad did that to me.
Exactly.
I couldn't hear what,
upset about
I couldn't hear what Robert was saying then because of you two. Sorry, Robert, what were you saying?
No, I said I'd be annoyed if my dad did that.
Exactly.
That's right. Jump on their side.
Being the Doctor Who fan.
So anyway, Robert, you had a great Christmas, didn't you?
I was in hospital. Wasn't that fun?
So how did you get to watch Doctor Who? Were you still in hospital when Doctor Who was on?
I set the timer before I went in.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
So I could watch it when I came out. And when I was released, that was one of the first things I did.
Oh, well, don't blame you. Robert, Reese, how did you get on with it?
Don't release people from hospital, you dismiss them. Anyway.
Don't fidget.
So,
What happened?
I stopped fidgeting now.
Good, thank you. Well, Reese, how did you watch it?
I watched it with the family on Boxing Day, because that's when it was shown here.
And what did the family think?
Mum thought it was a lot of fun to watch, and Dad kind of just sat there and watched it and didn't say much about it.
Okay, so I can tell you now, because the listeners are probably wondering where Ben is. I've got a text
from Ben.
Got a text from Ben. He says, no time today, I'm afraid. Aunties and cousins coming down. I also forgot it was Monday. My review of Christmas special, though, all right in parts, but nothing special. But how can he say that? It was the Christmas special. So it got to be special, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Christmas episode, he'd have to say.
Has to.
Yeah. What are you fidgeting for, Isabella?
My ears hurting.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Right, well, what I thought we'd do today, apart from the usual thing, is sort of do a commentary on the said episode of Doctor Who. Does everybody have access to...
Said episode.
Pardon?
The said episode.
Yeah, the said episode, as in the Doctor, the Widow and the Wardrobe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have it? Do you have
it's
access?
Really
you,
though,
it is.
A,
it's just it artistic license.
It should have said box.
Yeah. Okay. So, does everybody have access to it?
Yes,
I do.
I sort of can't use my TV, so
you can't use your TV.
That's all right. No, no, because they're watching. So.
Oh well. Well, you'll have to keep. You'll have to.
I can remember what went on anyway.
Okay,
we'll
just have to talk along. I'm sure you won't be held back. I'm just going to. Oh God! What now?
Is your name suddenly Isabella?
No, but I know you're going to interrupt the programme inanely, so I'm just getting
to
the...
Oh, yeah, can we watch Harry Potter? It's not a 350.
No.
That's 315.
No, it's not the 20 right. megabyte Harry Potter podcast.
Yeah. So, Reese, have you got it ready to play?
I do.
Right, so if I say 3, 2, 1, go.
Mm-hmm.
Three, right, two, OK, one, so if you want to play along, listeners, it's 3, 2, 1, go. Right.
Now?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh.
Are we going? We've got
to go starting.
Shush. You're going to sit. Well, I can't help that, Isabella.
I
can't help the fact you
That's
can't
my
see.
Knee.
There's a great big spaceship.
We have a spaceship heading towards Earth.
Yes, a twisty spaceship.
Doesn't it follow on? It follows on nicely from the prequel, doesn't it? Directly on.
It does.
I didn't see the prequel.
Yeah. Prequel.
Apparently, there's
the
a prequel which
exploding.
I didn't get to see. Now. What are you doing? Are you standing up, are you?
Right.
Basically, if for some reason this spaceship starts blowing up, why does this spaceship start blowing up?
That's explained in the prequel because the Doctor makes it blow up.
Why does he make it blow up, though?
He took his finger off the button, didn't he?
Ah.
Yes.
I think I need to watch the prequel, Alicia.
Yeah.
I suspect this prequel will be on the DVD that will be released very shortly.
That's a while to wait for, though.
So he's running through corridors with his sonic screwdriver, opening up air locks and being chased by a great big ball of flame.
That must have been expensive, actually.
Why?
All those sets. Well, it's
they probably
reused corridor.
Ones and redressed.
Ah, yeah, I agree. It's probably reused ones
and re-lit.
Blue screen and CGI.
They shoot things from different
green
angles.
Screen,
and
then
the
green
ship.
Screen. So he's... trying to get hold of he's in an airlock suit. Right and all the air's gone out yet he's not having his lungs sucked out of his chest in the vacuum of space he grabs
and
all
also
these... yes
sound doesn't travel across vacuum
there's that as
so
well
so how are we getting like
music.
Noises
yeah
from
him
the
going
honestly
he's flying
yeah,
through
yeah, I mean,
in fact not amazing. Is he only is he flying through space he's swimming through space
yeah
he's grabbed hold of this spaceship and he's plummeting towards Earth.
I was reminded of Peter Davison and Four to Doomsday, actually.
David Tennant.
You know that
in
bit
the
with the cricket ball?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he did. But this is an impact suit, as we find later on. So, but it does hurt him a little bit. I think he does remark. What are you going to for?
Because I can't hear this.
Because you can't see it.
And I didn't like the compositing.
Well, it doesn't matter. You
haven't
hear it. You must remember what was in it. Anyway, the title sequence just has Claire Skinner. Which is,
and that's Madge, wasn't it?
What kids?
Yes, Madge Arwell, yep.
And yeah. The kids' names.
A lot of people complain about that opening scene, but I liked it.
There
it
is
fun.
Two kids.
The only thing I didn't like is the compositing between the Doctor and the background. It looked a bit shoddy.
A man from Outnumbered starts riding a bike, and there's a sort of a bit of a bang.
And she fell in a bush.
Yeah, she falls in a bush. And
I love all that
stuff. There's a crater
it's funny.
In the field.
Yep, and she fell.
She doesn't really look that shocked about
and
it. Usually
she
a normal human being will probably start having a heart attack or something.
Yeah, she just accepts that there's this guy who survived a big fall into a crater.
Yeah.
She found the Doctor in the hole.
But we don't know it's a Doctor. Fantasy, if you look at the figure, he's clearly lying face down because his knees are bent.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that you'd be lying downwards with and his elbows are bent in the same way. Yet, shouldn't she open
unless
the helmet?
Unless they were broken on impact.
Oh, no. Yeah,
broken the opposite way on
impact. The back
impact.
Of his head, we see. So, yeah, that's fair enough then. I got that one wrong. I just thought it looked a bit odd. But he just put the spacesuit on back to front. But she's not at all fazed by it, like Alicia says. She's sort of very, Well, it's a space boat in the field.
If you remember what she does later on in the story, she is a like that strong woman who shouldn't let things surprise her so much, you know what I mean?
What's his name?
Cyril.
Yes, Cyril.
She knows all of it.
And the girl is Lily.
Yeah, Isabella's only seen this once, so that's pretty astounding. Yeah, so they're basically now at the house.
Good memory.
The lady, what's her name again? The mummy, what's her name?
Madge.
Madge, yep. She sends Cyril off to give a message to Daddy.
Cyril?
I love the face of the little boy, actually. He's got a brilliant face with those great big glasses.
And those glasses.
It really does look the part.
And just for the way he accepts what he just said, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Again, there's been a bit of an issue with the child actors they find in Doctor Who. But the child actors of this story are really, really good.
You know the girl?
I've had a problem.
Do I know the girl? No.
No, I know you don't know the girl, but I suppose she's in Corey.
No, I don't think she is.
Children in particular? Ah, I can think of one, Edric. Possibly.
She's in Corey, Alicia.
So, anyway, Madge drives the Doctor in his back-to-front spacesuit to looks like...
He didn't find the right TARDIS.
How do you know?
The right place.
Because it's the box TARDIS.
Yeah, but you're saying it's not his TARDIS. She guides him straight into a lamppost. Obviously for comedy effect, because I don't think any normal person would have guided someone straight into a lamppost wearing a suit.
Yeah, but she's a bit clumsy anyway, what with crashing the car.
Yeah.
Well, banging the car.
In the background, there's some houses with some CGI'd smoke coming out of the winds.
I looked at that smoke and I thought it looked a bit weird.
It did.
And then she tries to open the TARDIS door with, well, not the TARDIS door, the police box door with a pin. Mm.
Yes.
But is it the TARDIS or is it just a police box?
Lock.
It's just an ordinary police box. Did they have police boxes back in the
40s? They did indeed. Not quite sure when they came in, but I'm pretty sure they did have police boxes in the 40s, yes. Not quite the sort of same style, I don't think, as the police box represented in Doctor Who.
And her name was Madge.
When did St John's Ambulance come about as well?
I think St John's Ambulance has been going out for donkey's years, isn't it? But again, if Kirby was here, he would probably Google it.
He probably would.
St John's Ambulance.
And the Doctor opened the door, and he think it was the wrong.
Oh, it is a police. It is a normal police box. That's quite funny.
Yeah.
That was me.
So anyway, Mr. Smith... Oh, sorry, no. The daddy is sat in his armchair with a paper with a headline that says War Looms.
He's in that comedy show, ain't he?
He's in Sarah Jane Adventures. Yeah.
He's in that comedy show with... whatchamacallit?
His name was Smith.
Alexander Armstrong. So it's Ben Miller you're talking about. Armstrong, so 3 years later, they're in a Lancaster bomber. And they're a bit of spot of bother.
The fact that my dad pointed out straight away as soon as he saw it.
What, Alexander Armstrong or the Lancaster bomber?
No, the bomber. Yeah.
Oh, the bomber.
I didn't even know that.
And they're in a spot of bother and it looks like they're just about to die and he doesn't look particularly happy as he says goodbye to the photograph of his wife on the...
Oh, would you be happy?
I'm about to die. I'm going to be all happy and cheerful.
Yeah.
I think that's an unexpected reaction. Be quite upset you're going to die.
Yes.
So, obviously, then there's smoke coming out of it. Did you see that smoke? One of the engines has gone and it's shuddering and they've got... And then we cut to the Madge sort of waking up. Now, has she already had the news at this point or is she just sort of...
Yes, because she's got the envelope. She's got the thing in her hand.
There's the envelope.
And what's the envelope? What does it say in the message, Isabella?
I don't know.
It says that her husband's been killed.
Or lost or whatever.
No, he got lost over the channel. So, Likely to be dead.
Also, I noticed these Christmas decorations, all the sort of paper twisty things and the paper chains they've got around, which remember quite clearly from my childhood in the 70s were still the in thing.
No, back in the 60s, you mean?
The lighting is different here. Because she's found out he's gone. She hasn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem as well happily lit.
They don't have the warm lightning, no, they have the cold, sort of.
So, the camera zooms into the.
He found the top.
I really don't get.
Hang on a sec. The camera zooms into. Just a minute. Okay. The camera zooms in the telescope and we see the TARDIS whizzing past the moon and then they're moving to a great big house in the country. And like Alicia says, say
the
it again.
The door doesn't work.
It ran down.
I don't really get how... They didn't wish for the Doctor to come, so I don't get how he turned
out. Yeah, they don't even know who the Doctor is, because at the moment, all it was a bloke in a spacesuit, which she then dispatches and then forgets about, really.
His name is the Doctor Who.
His name's the Doctor Who, is it? I think Kirby's coming.
Kirby?
Really?
It just said there's a problem with this call, and then...
Kirby's
online. Hope he doesn't mind the fact we're already 10 minutes into the programme.
Oh, look, the door's just smashed open.
I said he was busy before.
The doctor.
Like I say, the... will you stop fidgeting with
her? Ow, she hit me.
Anyway, like I say, they've now entered the big house, welcomed in by the caretaker. The doctor. The door just falls off its hinges. And the doctor in this episode is very similar... style to the Doctor in the Lodger type episodes. It's that sort of...
Yes, yeah. Enthusiasm, the way he runs around like a child.
Yeah, the bananas sort of way, you know, it's not always like that. He only seems to be like that in episodes like the Lodger and... What was the other one with Craig in it?
Closing Time.
Yeah. So, I wonder if we can get Ad...
Why are the closing
days? Kurbos. Kirby, had to call. Keep talking, girls, because I'm talking.
Thank you.
The doctor, what? The doctor.
Is moving the chairs. Well, not really moving chairs, he's like kind of upgrading the room.
He's moving the chairs.
Yes, but the chairs are moving themselves, weren't they?
Yeah, and then they got a lemonade tap.
So, how do the chairs move themselves?
Magic.
Oh, is it magic? Oh, sorry, I thought this was a science fiction programme, not a magic programme. I'm surprised. Oh. If Ben was on the show, I'm pretty sure he'd be grumbling about that.
About what?
About the sort of magical elements to the chairs moving around. Mm. So basically the Doctor's now giving...
Yeah, but that's obviously remote controlled kind of stuff that he's rigged up.
You reckon?
I'd love it when he walked into the...
What science fantasy then, if that makes you happy?
He was just like mum's room, just boring, and just left. And then they're in the kids' room.
I love the hammocks bit.
Yeah, I must admit the design department had a great time designing these little sets of the rooms, didn't they? Because they're really really good. Obviously, with the Doctor's personality in mind, I think you'd probably imagine this is the sort of rooms, or these are the sort of rooms a Doctor would have liked as a child himself.
Yeah, who knows, he may have.
It's quite
may
true.
Have one in the time.
You never know. Yeah, more than likely.
It's quite interesting that there's sort of the airplanes on the walls just sort of seem to be like stuck to the wall upside down sort of thing, you know.
I remember
when I was a kid, I used to have airplanes. I used to have like Airfix airplanes that I put together hanging from the ceiling. Oh yes, there's a bit
I
of the slapstick with the Doctor jumping in the hammock
it's
and falling out.
It's developed a fault.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, though, wasn't there? The hammocks.
Hello, Kirby.
Anybody there?
Hey, Kirby!
Hello, Kirby.
Should I pause it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, press the pause button after this. Hang on, where's the pause button?
We're
pausing it after this. There we are, we've paused it now on 12 minutes and 12 seconds. Have you got that, Reese?
My alarm did go off. I don't know why.
You forgot to get me to set it.
I was on strike.
Yeah, we're in the middle of doing a commentary on the Christmas special, but we've got... So how many on Friday did I say, wasn't it?
We're 12 minutes in it, Kirby.
But we were watching the coffee.
Did you have a good Christmas and New Year, Kirby?
Yes, you did. Did you have
a
lovely Christmas?
I want to find out what Kirby got for Christmas. Be quiet. What did you get for Christmas, Kirby?
I got a... My daughter made... Excuse me, I'm trying to drink some coffee here. I just woke up and looked over at the clock and went, wait a second, what's going on? Why did my alarm go off? I don't work today, so I don't have to worry about work.
Oh, cool. That's good, then.
Excuse me, let me get another sip of coffee. Hang on.
He's just about out of bed.
You need
IV coffee
into
your arms.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if the alarm goes off while we're talking, it's on the other side.
That's just going out of hair.
All right, Alicia.
Ta-da.
Stop doing that, please, Isabella.
So when do we start again?
Well, we're going to pick it up from 12 minutes, but I'm sorry about this, Kirby. We've already sort of ploughed into the... We're sort of doing a commentary on the Christmas special.
Well, of course we have.
And we're 12 minutes in. Pardon, Isabella?
Alicia's put my foot on me.
Yeah, Isabella, Alicia, please don't be awkward.
I want to lay down, but I can't lay down.
Well, you always want to lay down.
Isabella, why don't you sit here?
I don't want to lay down.
Adam?
Yes?
Because Deb likes throwing things around, yeah. Why doesn't she try some basketball?
She's a bit little.
She could do boxing, though.
Okay. Who's she going to practice on?
Right, how are we doing? Are we recording?
Yes, I am recording.
Are you able to get to 12 minutes into the episode? Stop yawning.
Absolutely. Hang on. 12 minutes and how far?
12 seconds. Basically, it's the doctor is in one of the kids' bedrooms. He's just fallen off the hammock and he's just about engaging in a conversation with Madge.
I have it at 12 minutes and 18 seconds.
Right, and let's let it run on. Are you ready, Reese, to... Hold on, where's my start button? There it is.
Don't know.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go. 12 minutes, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 17.
Go.
Go, 18, go,
go.
Go, Kirby.
So he's still in the game. I like the planets in the hanging from the ceiling. It's all
like the planes.
They look like proper sort of modern inflatables rather than something you'd find in the 40s. To be honest.
And I like the planes. Probably is.
Are you copying what I'm saying?
They probably did what they could.
I like the way. I'm sorry.
Oh, well done, Isabella.
What was that?
How many times you have to tell people? I really don't know.
Sorry.
Is someone making a pizza or something?
I'm sorry.
I'm not entirely fully stretching the cable.
No.
Honestly.
I know what this is, though.
So what's he saying to him now? He's sort of
something about her husband.
What about her husband?
Yeah, this is...
I think it is, ain't it?
He's trying to
give them out because they don't know, the kids don't know that the husband's died, so he's trying to sort of help them have a really happy Christmas. And also she doesn't know this is the bloke in the spacesuit. She just thinks it's a weird caretaker bloke. But why has the doctor come back?
Weird caretaker.
But why has the doctor come back for them? This is not completely clear.
He explains that at the end of the episode. She helped him, and he's returning the favour. So she doesn't recognise him.
Oh,
like
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, when he walks in, she walks in.
So we go downstairs into the main living room, and the doctor set up a rather splendid Christmas
what
tree.
A great Christmas tree.
Yes, so with the it's just beautifully designed again.
You know what's funny as
well? Yeah, he does say this, I know, quite a lot. I was going to try and pick up on that during
the podcast. I actually wasn't going to say that. But no, when people do commentaries, like when when you're listening to the Doctor Who commentaries and people are saying it like, you're talking about things that happen later on and people are saying, no, shh, they haven't watched this bit yet.
No,
of course people have watched it before they watched the bloody commentary.
I'll tell you.
Did you swear on my podcast there? That's right. We allow bloody, don't we?
No.
It's just you're not allowed to say it. So anyway,
I am allowed to say it.
Oh shush!
Oh look, it's not a big huge parcel.
It's a great big blue parcel.
You stub your toe.
Yeah.
It's like what's his name? Ben. He had a bloody toe before.
All right, cut out the bloody.
Bleeding. He did.
As in bleeding. Bleeding. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. So, there's, like I say, a great big blue box tied up with ribbon in the middle of the floor. Now, it's a bit odd that this would be here looking
like
a Christmas present if you're not supposed to go into it, etc., etc., glowing like it does.
Yes.
But,
sure, that's not going to attract attention, is it?
If it wasn't dangerous, if it was dangerous, you'd probably have it hidden away in a cupboard somewhere, would you not?
Yeah, well... You know the way kids can be anyway when they're searching for stuff.
Especially
though.
If it's a Christmas present. A kid's going to be rather tempted to have a peek inside. Although I didn't.
I was reading in the newspaper what people did to disguise that they were getting Christmas presents for their kids. Like, they were getting an underground, a below-ground trampoline, or, the ones that go on the ground. So they got somebody to dig out a hole, and then they were saying... because the kids were looking, they had to say it's something else, like they're digging a hole for a bore, and they bought it. So, yeah, you've got to be cunning.
So basically, now we've got with a little girl, she's sort of like creeping around the house, and instead of creeping downstairs to where the presents are, she starts creeping upstairs to where the doctor is.
I thought that'd be
meanwhile,
weird.
Meanwhile, Cyril creeps downstairs. No. What?
It's not weird, it's because there's a sonic screwdriver, that's why she's going up there, she can hear it.
Yeah, but still,
she can hear it, she can feel the glow.
She's probably not as enthusiastic about the Christmas side of, the Christmas present side of thing.
She can hear something
younger,
like this.
Yeah, the younger one would be. So he's sort of gone downstairs. He's desperate to have a look inside that big box.
Robert, are you going to make me have to go and get my sonic screwdriver?
Yes! Yes!
God's sake. Boys.
I got myself a third doctor and a fourth doctor.
Oh, wait.
This attic, did it not remind you a little bit of Sarah Jane's attic?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And the card has just fallen off the
floor.
No.
Spookily.
He said,
spookily,
exactly
a card
like
has just fallen off the wardrobe.
Yeah,
the cupboard in this room as we speak. So
now I wonder how the house stays up because the beams are broken across in a couple of places.
Do you wonder that, dear? And maybe there's some more beams above those beams. That
it did
look
a bitty ramshackle house, though, didn't it?
Yeah, but still a good set,
yeah.
Wasn't it? See, no, there's not going to be in Doctor Who for a while, so obviously we're able to plumb a little bit more money into this particular episode in regards to the sets. But with no confidential, we can't be absolutely sure whether they're sets that have been built or this is actually a house that they've borrowed for the
park. You think about where the staircase is. I mean, that looks more than a set, doesn't it?
Yes.
Some of these, I'm sure, are set.
Yeah, but they're well adept. They're capable of designing sets that look like
it's
houses.
It's Narnia!
Yeah, Alicia says it's Narnia. But I quite like that bit, the way the box is hanging in midair and as he's sort
of... I'll tell you what, on the BBC Doctor Who website, there was a little behind-the-scenes thing where they talk with a few people.
Yeah.
And, Matt Smith was talking about how he was told... Oh, I can't remember. If he went down early to look at his presents, they'd disappear or something.
Yeah.
So he didn't go down early because he'd afraid that they'd disappear.
When I went down, I was like, I don't have any presents at all.
Oh.
I
talk to your mum about that.
I did this year as well, funny enough, Alicia. So, the little girl is...
Didn't do it this year, Dad. You did it last year. We're in 2012 now, by the way.
Whatever. So the little boy has hopped out of the box that's in midair, and there's some... baubles that are sort of appearing on the snowy Christmas trees.
Wouldn't that freak you out?
Yeah, but I thought they were rather cool, actually. I thought it was quite an interesting concept.
I didn't get it, to be honest.
Well, the baubles weren't actually baubles. They were actually seeds, weren't they, Alicia? Did you not pay attention to the story?
No, because this is the point where you stopped it.
Yeah, but then I started it back up again, didn't I? So anyway, the little boy drops it and it starts growing. And then it starts cracking. And then we don't see what happens next because he runs back into the box.
No.
But my question is, does he see?
I don't know. Meanwhile, back up in the attic,
well,
the doctor's still fiddling
around
with
later,
some
fibre
optics.
Well, when he follows later, though, he must have seen.
For some reason,
I don't
magic
think he
is growing.
Saw it turn into the
lighthouse
at all.
But anyway, he doesn't stay out of the box for long because he creeps back down. We find the two halves of the sphere.
Cracked open,
and some little, tiny little footprints, which are gradually getting bigger as we find later, as they walk away. So, naturally,
is that enough to scare you off?
No, not really. It looks like a little animal, doesn't it? So I suppose he's going to follow it. The doctor and the little girl, Lily, isn't it, Isabella,
like
the little girl, discover that that one of the hammocks is empty, and the doctor isn't. It's a little bit surprised that the little boy, Cyril, has ran downstairs and
Cyril!
Gone into the box.
Cyril!
So, in Lily and the doctor go. That's quite a good shot, isn't it? Where they pass through the box.
Yes.
From the
and then suddenly they're into
yeah, it was quite cleverly done, that wasn't it, Alicia?
Yes.
Oh, Alicia, that nice actually sounded transition. Like you were genuinely impressed.
Yes.
Therefore, I am genuinely impressed with your impression.
As am I.
Yep, so, me too.
So the doctor's got a torch now.
From where?
Of a sonic a screwdriver. Yeah, well, from his dimensionally intranscendental pockets, no doubt.
I was looking at things like, you know, the torch that Cyril carries. I was thinking, is that really 1940s style?
What, what she's wearing?
No, the torch.
No, it's not. It's his torch, isn't it? So it doesn't have to be 1940s style. It's his own actual
torch. No, the one Cyril. No, Cyril has.
Oh, I didn't see Cyril's torch. Not yet, anyway.
Is that the doctor's name now?
So anyway, Cyril's still following these footsteps.
Cyril,
sorry, footprints, I should say. Let's have a look at his torch then. It's that's a 1940s style torch.
Cyril's is, yeah.
Yeah, like a stainless steel thing. My granddad used to have one of them.
Stainless steel pan.
Yes.
I've
also noticed
like
it's supposed to be really cold, but Lily hasn't felt the need to do up her dressing gown.
And there's no breath when they breathe as
young.
Well.
That's good. No breath when they breathe either. Good point, Robert. What do you think, Alicia? Good grief. What do you think, Isabella? Isabella's asked if we can end the podcast now.
Yes. Why?
No.
No.
Why?
Is she scared?
What do you want to watch, Sam?
Nothing.
So you don't want to watch Doctor Who? Well, so after this, you can play the Wii.
No, I'm going to watch Night of the Living
Dead.
Can
we stop talking about the Wii and actually continue with the Doctor?
And the ball falls down, but why is it...
Only if you behave yourself.
If there's any wind, they do any more stuff.
Be naughty, Isabella!
Be quiet, because the Doctor and Lily are currently looking at... the little bauble things on the tree. The doctor's quite cleverly got a little bit of ice on his nose as he sniffs.
Yes,
the
ground. I did.
yeah, I noticed that too.
Just don't tap the table.
Just think they would have had to have sprayed all these trees to. And this would have likely been outdoors somewhere, obviously, wouldn't it?
No.
You would have thought so.
Not necessarily.
No, you've not necessarily, no. But you would have thought so.
Well, there's quite a lot of trees. And I know they do a lot of CG, like flying over the forest later, but...
But I remember Matt Smith saying it was hard, again, to get in the Christmas spirit and feel cold when they're on set with fake trees and lots of things just to make it look like it has snow.
Yeah, I would imagine this was shot in the summer as well. Oh, look, then he looks into the bauble and sees the reflection of some wooden-faced thing.
It was the statue.
Simon Cowell.
And it would have been a lot to clear up as well afterwards.
It was made of wood, Isabella. Yep. Right. So anyway, meanwhile, Madge has come downstairs, responsible mother that she is, and she's not wearing a dressing gown there or anything. It's quite interesting, I suppose. And where was she? Was she watching telly?
She doesn't question anything, does she?
No, she doesn't.
She was
but
in
then
bed.
She did to discover a spaceman.
She was
field,
watching the chairs
in a great big crater.
Dance around the room.
Anyway, they come to this building, which clearly looks like it's made of stone, and we find later that is it not made of wood or something? Or do I get that?
Yes,
one?
Trees that have grown.
Yes, it would.
Some look like.
Stone. Oh, I see. Fair enough.
Clever trees.
He found a big building made of stone.
Or wood, as indeed we find later.
No, it's made of stone. Now.
Okay, so if you say so. So Madge is going told. Through the forest, following the footsteps, but in the wrong direction. And meanwhile, Cyril.
Footprints.
Yeah, all right.
Cyril
has found a doorknob with a brass handle, with a sort of like a lion on it.
It's a lion. I wonder what the lion is referring to.
Yes.
And it's a brass thing made out of wood. Anyway, he walks in. I like his dressing gown, because I used to have a dressing gown like that when I was little. It was really itchy.
I remember having one like that when I was about that age, too.
Yes. So he's looking up the tower and finds this rather sort of, I want to say scary. Do you think that's scary as well, that? That,
I think it looks really
I reckon
good.
It's pretty
yes.
scary.
Isabella says it's scary. Alicia?
No.
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 Anyway, it's just like a king statue thing sat in a seat made of wood.
I think that looks cool.
I think
brilliant
when you watch,
design.
Though, it looks pretty scary.
Hmm. It might move his eyes.
Well, we had
I think they're made to look like they're some bad thing.
Yeah, I suppose so. But Isabella said it was scary, but it wasn't that scary to her because you weren't.
See,
you didn't
I
have any nightmares,
you.
Did you?
Yeah, well, but how
see,
old are you?
I told you.
What?
It moved its head.
I love that.
Is that scary then?
Yes.
Isabella said it moving its head was scary. Will you please stop pulling that cable? How many blimmin' times
have
I
had to say that? That's a bit of a cliche as well.
It actually happened.
No, well, yeah, that's a cliche for the 20 Megawatt podcast, isn't it?
Well, can you just sit still? Because you do find it very difficult sitting still, don't you? Do you get told off at school for fidgeting?
No.
Yeah, right.
No.
Anyway, Madge is in the forest. She's shining a torch around. What does she find?
She finds...
Tree.
Dun, dun, dun.
She finds loads of spaceships.
Loads of spaceships?
Snow.
Really? What have you been watching?
Yeah.
I seem to have lost communication with my co-podcasters.
You what?
I'm here.
Oh, no, they're still there.
Hello?
Anyway, there's these...
Hello?
Hello. There's
these...
This.
Hello.
Brilliant costumes. I love their really... Oh, Alicia!
I look like bumblebees.
Kind of
no, I just like the way the costume... Oh, will he be quiet?
No.
Look
yeah,
all old and
yellow stormtroopers.
Mm. I've seen them referred to as Halo-like, except I've never played Halo, so I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Xbox.
He's wearing a coat.
Yeah. But they're green in Halo.
They're great comedy characters, aren't they? And it's quite funny that I think Bill Bailey's probably the one most renowned as a comedian. He plays the most straightest of the three.
Yes.
Will you stop pulling that cable?
You said don't say...
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't pull again.
I didn't touch it, sorry.
Anyway, so Madge
did I trip over it?
Collapses in a heap of tears. Dangerous thing to do in an icy wood.
Yeah, I love the fact I love the little
I'm
things
not
that
touching
Moffat
you.
Came up with like they can't tell the difference between wool and ribbons.
I'm not you are sat like that.
Thank
you. Now you sat on my earphone cable.
But you know, I think things are funnier when you've got Bill Bailey acting straight rather than all out funny.
I haven't actually
seen
Bill Bailey in any other productions.
He's in Black Books.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Bill Bailey before this, so.
No, but he's pretty good in this. I mean, they're
he was in Australia this year as well.
There's some great little scenes between those characters coming up, we'll discuss later on. Meanwhile, Cyril has. Climbed up all the stairs and this very tall tower
and
finds like a female queen type wooden character holding a crown of some well it looks like
could
a
you stop
crown.
You know they're wooden it's very offensive
and I will like
very good yes
I think a
and
good
she blinks her eyes is she scary Isabella
yes
don't you think
and
maybe the people who did the weeping angels did the
she
oh yes wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, maybe so.
They seem to be like the same kind of outfits, the same kind of...
Can I just
mention
this music?
No. I tell you, I did notice a lot of the music was reused, though, Rhys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I know,
a lot of the
but
music
there are some,
reused.
There are a few good original
subtle
pieces
differences.
For this episode.
Are there? I look forward to the release of the special CD, which no doubt will be...
I don't think there will be for this one. Too many reused ones.
They're probably, probably mix it in with the Series 7 one.
No, you may be right, yes. But it was also interesting the fact that all these things, this wooden place, that obviously it refers back to the sonic screwdriver's inability to work with wood.
I'm wood, yes.
So I quite like the way they've sort of gone back to that particular aspect of it. Yes, Isabella?
Yes.
I love you, Isabella. That's a point in your
I thought
favour.
What was funny is the Doctor waves his sonic screwdriver around all over the place anyway.
Yes. There's a lot of these bits are a bit slow moving when that you got the Doctor and Lily sort of just talking and waiting and shining torches at wooden statues and so and then she grabs his hand and he shines the torch up the tower which looks very very tall but you do notice though when Cyril had climbed the tower he didn't look particularly out of breath having climbed all the way up there.
Yeah,
maybe we'll walk really slow.
Pardon?
I can't interrogate you while you're crying.
Maybe so. So we're back in the forest now with the three troopers.
The other guys.
isn't that a really great scene where they test whether she's armed or not? And nobody's talking, so obviously I've got that bit's got forgotten.
No, what about it?
No, I just thought it was really good.
Yes, it was.
I just enjoyed the frequency. I mean, the other chap with the beard, is he a renowned comedy actor?
I don't know. I think he's been in the one in the middle things. Or the one in the end.
I know he's been in Benidorm. Alicia.
Yes. Is that the one on the end?
The one on the left, the other, you know, the chap.
Because Bill Bailey's got
too loud
beard.
Paul Baisley is his name. I have no idea.
I think he plays...
He plays a gay character in Benidorm.
He does, yes. And of course, Arabella Weir, who plays the woman character, she's a well-known comedy actress as well. So,
wow.
Well, the mum.
Oh, he was also a pirate in
Arabella
Pirates
Weir.
Of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
On the right there.
Haven't seen that yet.
This. These people go from memory, and then Kirby goes and gets Wikipedia.
Yeah, of course.
I always have.
But
Wikipedia
anyway, right. This has got another good scene where they put their weapons down and she brings out a gun and says war's on and stuff. So that was quite...
Yeah, that was great.
Crying's ever so useful, isn't it? And the other guy just nods and smiles.
Have we come up to the point where he mentions Androzani yet?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Of course, did everybody go, "Way, Androzani!" when they mentioned
But it all seemed a bit superfluous, though, didn't it?
Not to me. When he said Androzani, I let out this gasp, and the girls looked over at me and like I'd lost my mind. I turned to them and I said, "Don't worry about me. I'm just a Doctor Who geek. Don't worry about me."
I just swallowed a
fly. Did you recognize the words Androzani, Alicia? Alicia shook her head as she.
Oh yes, I do.
She's been doing this podcast a year and a half, and she's still. Who doesn't realise it was actually supposed to use words rather than sort of facial expressions. What have I just missed then?
The doctor's on having a go as a sort of screwdriver.
No, but Cyril is now sitting in the throne and he's just about to get crowned by this wooden...
I don't get that, to be honest. I'm
wooden
lie.
Queen.
So tell me, is that wooden crown queen. Wood?
Wasn't the queen.
Of course it was.
It was the wooden queen, sorry. Metal crown? Or...
That
was metal.
Wood.
Yes, indeed. So, here we are. He's just getting crowned by the brilliant costume.
I have to say, the costumes are fantastic.
These wooden characters. Yeah. You don't get it. Why don't you get it, Alicia?
Get it? Why are they crowning him?
They're not really crowning him. They're trying to make him the host of all the souls of all the trees in the forest.
The actor inside the queen is Paul Casey, who is normally the chief Cyberman. Whatever.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a guest of honor at a convention here in Atlanta.
Oh, is he?
Coming May.
Are you going to that convention?
I don't know yet. Probably not. My schedule's not going to work out. I'm hoping to, but probably not.
Well, fingers crossed. Apologies to listeners of any feedback whistles you might be hearing. It's only because every time I hear that, that is when the cable has been pulled out of the socket I keep grumbling about. Meanwhile, Madge is pointing
Kirby.
A gun at the three troopers.
You know your anniversary special?
Yeah.
I've got two of those.
The three people.
One which was a reprint from the US.
Uh-huh.
And another which I found when my dad remarried. They had an old one, so I got two.
Yeah, I saw your comment
good
about
stuff, though,
having
it?
One, the reprint, but... Didn't hear you had two. This thing is really cool.
I know. Shame they don't bring out something like that now.
Yeah, they should.
Something for the 50th. Ooh.
But it's not going to cost $4.95.
No. Probably $20, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
In a year and a half time. Or a year and three quarters.
And Adam.
Yes.
Did you notice what somebody wrote about Isabella singing?
No.
Don't put it
out. Daniel Van... Shan't I? I won't then.
What?
Daniel Van Kuylenberg.
Dan Van Kuylenberg.
Yeah.
No,
he
I didn't.
Said, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but my 7-year-old son hated Isabella singing so much that he told me to turn it off right away. The expression on his face was hilarious. He says, myself, I thought it was a good attempt, though, so well done.
What do you think, Isabella?
Now, I saw this thing on the top of this tower. And I was immediately thinking, Santaran spaceship.
Same sort of design, isn't it?
Going back a little bit, the troopers, I noticed the two bloke troopers have been chained up, but she'd allowed the woman trooper not be trained up for plot reasons.
She was listening to her, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Really?
No, meanwhile, and now the doctor and Lily are up in the top of the tower, and you know, sort of having, well, trying to assess the situation really with the little boy in the throne. They're talking about the acid rain as well, which is descending on them in a few moments' time, isn't it? And Isabella, can you let go? So, what are they scanning for? Are they scanning for the kids at this point?
Yeah, they're trying to find
the kids.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to.
But meanwhile,
they're trying to find Lily and Cyril.
Oh, I see. But meanwhile, they get the hell out of there by means of transportation. What do they call it? Transmat. Mm-hmm. Leaving Madge alone in the spaceship, which apparently takes years to train how to actually pilot.
Mm. Unless it suits the script.
Unless it suits the script.
It's a Christmas special where you're not supposed to pick at it.
Yeah.
Hey, but she does not really control it at the end, though, doesn't she? So
Yeah,
I suppose so.
Can I just point out, while the king tree there looks absolutely brilliant,
yeah,
what has he got to do after climbing up the stairs? He's just climbed up there and stood.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, you've got to have a king and a queen, so...
Maybe so. Anyway, they look out the triangular window and see all these little lights floating out of the forest.
The wooden triangular window.
They're stars, and they're going to float in Cyril's head.
Are they?
Not yet.
They're souls. They're the souls of all the trees in the forest.
They're supposed to melt cynical hearts.
Oh, you're going to say something and then you stop. So there we have another bit of just sort of... Yeah, this is the bit where the Queen grabs hold of Cyril and speaks through his mouth. I'm wondering whether that was actually his voice. They just sort of converted it to make it sound like a different voice.
No, I don't think so. When they talk through the other... Through Lily's mouth and also through Madge's mouth, it's the same voice.
Yeah, okay. No, oh, you reckon... It's very cleverly done. The lip sync on that, it works really, really well. I was just thinking about these tree creatures. We did have tree creatures in Doctor Who in the...
Mark of the Rani?
What?
Yeah, no, I was thinking more in the second episode of the new series when the first trip that the Doctor and Rose May made away from Earth.
Can't remember their name, but I know what you're talking about.
They refer to them directly in this episode.
They do, do they?
One of them fancied him.
Which story was it?
Meanwhile, the Doctor's got hold of the crown thing and it's glowing and he can't control whatever power is within it, but Lily just grabs it and...
We'll be reviewing it in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We will.
I'll be watching it tomorrow because ABC's repeating all of New Who Monday to
Friday. Yes!
Who needs to watch Doctor Who on television?
Monday to Friday.
Just DVDs work fine.
True. Yeah.
You have the DVDs.
Well, for those without
money.
DVDs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said all that, because at the moment we're just waiting for something to happen. Because the Doctor, Cyril, and Lily are assessing the situation once more.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Were you? But meanwhile... Mm-hmm. The acid rain started to fall, but is this the point where we find Madge piloting the ship? No, it's not. She's just sat in the ship.
What was she looking at?
Wondering what she's going to do. Is she looking at the telegram? She's looking at the telegram.
Oh, okay, it's the telegram.
Yeah. So she's looking a bit desperate at the moment, and they're still talking in the thing, in the...
I need a hot chocolate at the moment.
Stop pulling the computer!
I can have a hot chocolate too.
Mm.
Alicia is one of the world's worst fidgets.
Yep. I'm tired.
Oh dear.
Why couldn't you just get up in the morning?
Anyway, at this point,
Cyril
says, "Mummy always comes." And then we see in the background, hurrah, this three... Oh, it looks a bit jerky, doesn't it? So it looks a bit like...
Yeah.
A robot.
The tripods. There was a series in the 70s that the BBC produced.
No, it's the 80s.
The
80s.
Was it 80s? All right. 83 or 84.
I liked the tripods.
I liked the tripods at the time. And there's a lot of Doctor Who actors in it, if I seem to remember. Anyway, she's steering this thing.
The CG looks pretty good, actually.
Sorry, I just got involved in the scene. That's why I shut up. It was quite good.
Here's some original music, by the way.
Is there?
For the episode. Yep.
Cool. So anyway, she sort of gets just up to the thing and then falls over.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. She can't sort of pilot it that well.
But she was doing great up until then.
Yeah, she was.
But
yeah.
Maybe that's her strong maybe will because her kids are in danger, you know what I mean?
Yes. But also, I like the bit where she comes in and a sort of coat's got a few holes in it and it's steaming a little bit with the acid. But I think she still would have got a little bit burned on her skin with the acid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What the hell?
And she wasn't hurt at all by the fact that the thing had fallen sideways from a great height.
No.
Was
like
she
the
strapped
doctor
in?
Wasn't hurt a bit, really, even though he said he had to be the suit repairs him. He wasn't really hurt by its impact from a great height when it fell from space.
I've got more to say about that when we are done with the episode.
Or the the fact that he was in outer space with the vacuum of space, etc., etc.
Please,
Stephen Moffat, you're in trouble again.
Yeah, that's just while Ben's not here.
It's called
anyway,
science fiction.
She very quickly gets crowned.
I don't get it. Why didn't Doctor stop when the tree's going to her head?
He's not there, is he? He's downstairs, sort of shining a sonic screwdriver around.
Yeah, but why are the
I tell you what I will do like. The way the lights sort of go in to the top of the tower, that's very similar to a flock of starlings.
I told you they were going.
They've done it in a very clever way, the way they've animated that. The way it sort of twists and it actually looks like it's a living flock of something or other. Beautifully
again,
done.
It looks like one goes through the camera.
Does it? Anyway, they're all in her head.
Camera, yeah.
It reminded me of Horror of Fang Rock, actually, the big lighthouse.
For a second, she seems all very smart, and I thought she'd be, you know, as smart as the Doctor. Coming up, I thought that.
Like Dr. Donna or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
But then we get it starts slowing up again with this particular scene, because obviously the next thing we're waiting for is
have they done the line about because obviously I'm not watching it at the moment because I can't see it, but when they say how's it feel to have a forest in your head kind of thing,
that's right in this section.
Yeah, I think that's said around this time, isn't it, because I've got the sound down as well, so it's difficult to sort of make out what.
But I thought that was funny. He says, well, you know, one never thinks about having a forest in one's head.
But anyway, as I watch this, is the first time we've...
Is that you, Reese?
It is.
First time we've had a full HD television, and watching this in HD was incredible, and seeing the you can even see the little hairs on the upper lip of Madge. It was so detailed.
I don't want to know about that.
No. Meanwhile, they're into the time vortex. Everybody, they're in the time vortex.
Yeah.
Let's reuse.
Actually, that's the second appearance outside of the title sequence that we've seen in the Matt Smith era.
Correct.
What's the time vortex? When did we last see the time vortex?
Yes, one was in the Pandora opens.
Oh yeah.
Really? Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I knew that too.
I knew that without Wikipedia though.
I knew that without Wikipedia.
I give up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I only read it on Reese's podcast page.
I'm clever.
Right, get caught up.
We've gone all quiet.
But isn't it funny? They always use the title sequence sort of time vortex at that time.
Yes, it does change its appearance. The time vortex. Yes, that's very true.
Like the titles.
Like when it's Tennant's time, they use the title sequence there and etc.
And it changed colour whether they're going backwards or forwards in time as well.
Yes.
So now the Doctor is sort of trying to persuade Madge to fly them back home through the time vortex using the will of her mind. Now that's never been used in the New Who, is it? This,
and she had to concentrate as well.
Yes, and she had to concentrate and think of home. And that aspect hasn't been used too often. Is it me, or is there a sort of love sort of defeats everything theme going on here?
Now that you say that, yes, because she's really concentrating on the love she had between her husband, isn't she? When they first met, kind of thing, you know?
She's actually focusing on not telling the children that he's died.
Yes.
Yes. And
But
that's, again, love for her children, though. That's love for her children,
though,
isn't it?
This is when they find out he's dead, isn't it?
Or is he?
Is he what?
Dead.
No, all right, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this is quite good. The little the montage of clips, which they obviously specially shot, which actually look like really old bits of footage. So I thought that was quite cleverly done.
Yeah.
The
way they made them look younger as well.
Yeah.
It's sort of nice.
But again, it's quite sentimental.
Negative comments about the kids in this, but I think they're fantastic, especially when
the girls. Yeah, the girls really
when
good.
When she reveals,
yep.
Especially she's fantastic when the mum says that their dad's died, and she just kind of stands there as if she's going to, you know, get the answer out of her mum.
The clock. Hello, clock.
I'm talking.
Hello, clock.
I will kill you, clock.
So now they're catching up with the Lancaster bomber in flight, and she's ties the plot up fairly well, I think.
She's like, please don't show me it.
Poor.
Yeah, that's quite a good scene, isn't it? And she says she doesn't want to see him die, and that's when the kids find out he's dead.
Eight,
good scene.
Nine. Ten.
Clever.
I have to say that this got to me as well.
And there's just a clever shot of the camera flying towards the plane with its engine sort of faltering, and it sort of flies around the side of it. It's really, really cleverly done.
I knew they'd see the light, by the way.
You knew that, did you?
Yeah, I knew that at the very beginning of the episode. I knew this is what was going to happen.
Did you?
Be safe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I knew that too,
You saw the spoilers?
I guess that
no,
too.
No, I didn't see any spoilers.
No.
It was obvious.
We just used our brains.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's a Christmas special. You got to think it's going to end on a bit of a
happier note,
upper.
It's a Santaran special.
What are they? Yeah, but Robert, what, brains?
With links.
What? Brains?
I got swept up in this as well, so... Yes, shut up, race brains!
So now they've reached home, obviously, because there's lots of smoke in the thing. The wooden creatures, which were wood anyway, have turned to wood, which I thought was a bit odd.
They were living, as in
they're just wood now, but they were wood anyway.
That reminds me when they first talking about the trees, and he says it's living. Of course, you know, a tree is living anyway. You know what I mean? Not like it's a living sort of alien kind of thing.
Hmm. Yes. What are you doing? Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah. Not you, Isabella. She's like,
I'm sitting in front of a computer
that she's just put in her mouth via her fingers, but I don't know where it originated from.
I've got my laptop where it goes on my lap.
So
top.
So we're reaching the culmination of the story, and the kids are a little bit upset with their mum because obviously she didn't tell them,
and she takes forever to tell them that he's dead, and she never really does. Although
she never. I like the way that
it takes like 3 minutes.
Padding,
because she doesn't accept it.
Yeah, well, she didn't want
character
to end
development.
She didn't want to let them down.
She doesn't want to admit that their father is really a computer who's in a wall in an attic in.
Yeah. It's quite interesting, though, because obviously Alexander Armstrong, his comedy partner is Ben Miller, and Ben Miller obviously was one of the stars of that awful series. What was it called,
Primeval.
Alicia? Primeval. That's it.
I think Ben Miller like should be.
Not obvious to me because I've never seen Primeval.
I've never watched that.
Well, don't ever get it. Don't watch it. It is absolute pants.
I've been curious about it.
First two series weren't too bad, and then it went down the let's have the same story every episode scenario, and it was just pants. Terrible, terrible series. Even Alicia got bored of it, didn't you, Alicia?
Yeah. I think they should bring Ben Miller would do.
Ben Biller?
I'm sure.
Anyway, back to the episode.
Yeah, back to the episode before it finishes.
Back to the episode, yes. At the moment, she's having a heart-to-heart with Lily.
And who had their handkerchiefs out? Or tissues?
No, but I had them out last night for when Pat died on EastEnders.
I had them out at the end.
Aww.
But,
Was Pat?
Yeah, this...
And the doctor stops her from telling him he's dead.
Yeah, the doctor's... She's just about to tell Lily and Cyril that their dad's dead. And the doctor just nips up in time, so don't tell him anything yet, because you might want to come and see this. And
now,
he was very pleased with himself, because he tweaks his bow tie.
A real bomber someplace.
Yeah.
When they show it.
I thought it looked good.
Oh, bomber.
So then we see the recap of how the light from...
Don't go into the light.
...sort of guided him to safety.
No.
What do you mean, no?
And it was... It was actually her leading him, so...
Her leading him with
nice
a light from her head.
Mm.
That's Amy's theme.
Nice as the plane itself is flying down the time vortex at this point.
Yes.
That will explain why they're suddenly all on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Is it Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
It's Day. Christmas Day.
Christmas yeah, because he said, I'm going to be there for Christmas.
And you notice there's no snow suddenly.
Have you noticed he looks really, really clean?
It looks really, really clean.
What do you mean no snow suddenly? There
no
wasn't
snow.
Any snow in the UK. There was snow in the forest where they were.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that was in that other alien place.
Okay.
You actually said on Christmas Day, Dad, I'm glad they haven't actually panned out with snow.
Yeah.
Oh, I did say that. Yeah, Alicia said that I said on Christmas Day that I'm glad they didn't go down the making the whole place covered in snow sort of thing.
It's
cliche.
Christmas.
Like they
I
always
love
do
snow.
At Christmas. You love snow? Yeah. What's snow?
No.
So, yes. And then this bit is all very nice, but it is rather padded out. Cause,
no, it's nice.
We had to get to the best scene of the episode.
Yeah, it's nice.
So the doctor's watching them having their lovely, happy family Christmas and goes back to the attic where...
Oh, I did like this scene. The scene
where she... He more or less hints that she would go with him, didn't she? Sort of he, sorry?
No, I didn't.
Do you
want to
go and see how it works?
Humany womany.
Happy crying.
Yes, it's...
Here we go, she's figured it out.
Yeah, this is where she figures out who he is, and
it took her long enough.
By seeing
the
police box.
And he's repaying the favour.
Yes, this is the bit
Dad,
where she's... Yes.
You get it now?
Well, you can stop in a minute when the episode finishes, because then we'll have a little chat about something else, and you can go and do what you want to do. And remember what I said, Isabella? No. Remember what I said, though? If you're a good girl... I'll let you
and you
play
know what was nice? You know what's nice about the Christmas special too?
Yes.
Is that they didn't show Arthur Darvill and Karen Gillan's name at the beginning.
Get out.
Yeah, that was quite good because that would have been a bit of a spoiler to what happened at the end, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't have any clue. I thought they just weren't in it whatsoever. What did you think, Alicia?
Yeah.
Good grief.
And didn't Arthur Darvill look different at the end as
well? Yeah, he had a beard.
Oh,
he looked...
Did he?
He looked a lot younger, if you ask me.
I thought he looked older.
The way he's got his hair. No, the way he's got his hair.
He's got more of
it.
No, he had less.
Did he?
He had more of it.
Yeah, I reckon he's got less in this
one.
No.
I don't know. I didn't. Well, it was supposed to be 2 years later, wasn't it?
We're still up in the attic.
Yeah, we're still up in the attic.
Was Matt supposed to have a haircut for this episode?
And the doctor sort of hinted for... Madge to go with him, but she sort of says, sort of go away, doesn't she? She waves her hand as if she knows the TARDIS is going to dematerialise. She's very clever, isn't she, this Madge?
No, she says that if there are people who know that, who think that he's dead, he should go and be with them and tell them that he's not.
And that links up to the end of the series when. Obviously, he's supposed to be dead to the universe, isn't he?
Yeah.
And River had told them,
Oh, look, Mr. Smith has come back up to the attic.
Mr. Smith's come back to the attic, yeah? Kirby, were you here when I said, don't you think the attic looks a bit like Sarah Jane's attic?
Yes, I was, and I don't think it does.
Oh. Me either.
But you've just said...
just taking the mickey.
Oh, he's taking the mickey out of me.
Yeah.
Don't we all work?
So anyway, the TARDIS is gone. Mr. Smith is a bit confused by the whole thing. I mean, sorry,
Nice colour.
Oh, look, it's a blue door for Amy's house.
Yeah, Amy's got a blue door. Is it the same house, though, that we was featured
yes,
at
is.
The end of...
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like it, yeah.
Who would do that on Christmas Day, though?
Yeah, who would threaten to squirt carol singers with a water pistol on Christmas Day?
Angry women.
Me. No, Ben would, wouldn't he?
Angry women.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ben.
I could imagine Ben.
So she does. There was a BBC Christmas trailer which had lots of the BBC stars for the forthcoming Christmas TV bonanza, and on this trailer was Karen Gillan, Matt Smith, and a Cyberman playing Twister.
Yeah,
you may see this.
Oh,
on
yeah,
YouTube.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
So obviously, it did imply that Karen Gillan was involved in the Christmas special. In fact, she's wearing the same jumper. In this scene.
Hey, well, what, yeah.
Oh, I
yeah,
didn't know that.
Maybe she likes that jumper.
She's also wearing a little pendant with an A on it, which is quite nice.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. Let me go back.
Adam?
Yes?
According to your reasoning, then, shouldn't there be a Cyberman in this episode?
Yeah, I thought there would be. I thought there was going to be one.
The Christmas trailer thing?
No, I did think there was going to be a Cyberman in this story.
She's got a wedding ring on.
Well, she's married.
You've never noticed that before.
To Mr. Pond.
There he comes.
Yeah. He is older.
He would be older. It's There's 2 years Pond. Later.
Well, she.
I reckon he looks younger.
She looks older too.
Oh, I think he looks older.
She's made up to look a little bit older.
He's got blonder hair.
He's got a bit of a.
And he's got
the doctor's hair. Look at it. He's got the doctor's hair.
Yeah, he's got a doctor's quiff and a bit of
he's
stubble.
He's ripping him off.
Yeah, and they still haven't had another baby yet.
At least it isn't a ponytail.
I love this scene. I love this scene.
It's brilliantly played by Mr. Smith, I have to say.
Yeah.
Well done,
beautiful.
Matt. Well done.
Because he hasn't had a family Christmas since Rose, really, has he?
Not with people he knows, no. He did have one in the two
Oh, he's
doctors.
Crying!
I've got to get my tissue. Hold on.
The next doctor.
I get my tissue.
Is that happy tears? Yeah.
Yes, it's sort of happy tears. I think. He doesn't look very... Oh, he is smiling a bit now. Yeah, good stuff. Great scene.
Isn't it sad though? You know how they usually at the end they show you a bit of what happens next year.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. Right, they haven't even shot any of it.
Yeah, they haven't even said the Doctor will be back in a certain episode.
So,
yet.
No. Yeah, there have been times, I mean that's disappointing, isn't it?
There have been times they've even told us the episode title. They didn't give us that.
Yeah.
The trouble is, Kirby, we won't get that at all now. All we'll get is little trailers of the forthcoming. Series when eventually it's coming. So we won't, it was used to be quite nice getting those.
When's it coming?
The end of the year.
We don't know exactly.
7 months.
Because I used to like replaying them to see what's going to be happening.
Maybe so.
Stop it.
I didn't even realise, Isabella, you hadn't got an earphone in, so I could have actually had one in my other ear. actually been able to hear what the others are saying.
Okay.
No. Right, you need to depart, because I don't want to get in...
She hasn't heard anything we've said.
No, never mind.
Isabella,
can you just go over there, because I don't want you interfering with my... There you go. Right. Amazing bit of manoeuvring to get her out of the way. So, Alicia, be quiet. So, I just wanted to say what I thought of this particular episode. I enjoyed it more as a Christmas episode than I did last year, because I thought it was more believable. I know it's a bit a silly thing to say in some ways, believable. It was a Christmas Carol one. And it was a bit sentimental with choirs singing and all that stuff.
Oh, that was cute.
It was good. But I enjoyed this one more as an individual standalone episode of Doctor Who. But as usual, with a Stephen Moffat story, there was stuff that was a bit annoying.
What?
Yeah.
What? Tell us what it was that annoyed you.
Well, the flying through space and not having your lungs sucked out of your chest thing initially.
I didn't have
any
problem
with that.
Go on,
Kirby. I'm sure you're going to explain it for me.
Wait, is someone on here who has not seen the episode?
No.
Okay. Then what's the la-la-la for?
I didn't mind that, and I'm just avoiding people picking on it.
I didn't mind it either. It was forward to Doomsday.
Yeah.
That's what I said. The Widow and the Wardrobe.
But I was annoyed by it when I watched originally Forge Doomsday. But it's one of those things you put up with. I mean, usually in Doctor Who and now when they have such things, like when River, River came out of the space, the Storm Cage, but she'd already sent the message to the Doctor to create a an environment for her to travel through space.
Yeah,
but
the,
in this instance,
that whole business with him being in space, it was straight out of Ford to Doomsday. It was a reference to Ford to Doomsday. Yeah. Didn't bother me.
That's what I mentioned as well.
It didn't bother me at all.
Well, I wasn't overly bothered by it, but it was. I know that people who talk about stuff like that get really annoyed by it.
But I was annoyed a few seconds later.
Why?
Because
why?
The whole falling through space business, I don't care if the suit is somehow specially designed to...
La 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 la.
Especially to somehow can repair him. How that is where an alien space suit can repair the doctor. Let me... I just realized we're talking about the Christmas special, so I need to put my Christmas cracker crown on. Anyway, it wouldn't have bothered me. It would not have bothered me, except we've done a direct violation of canon. And it's a violation of canon of the worst sort because it... Remember how my doctor regenerated. My doctor's the fourth doctor.
Ah, yes, from falling from
the fell for a very much smaller height.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that... That wasn't wearing a suit, though.
Yeah, but he wasn't wearing a suit when he fell through the...
A speckled suit.
Right.
He wasn't wearing a suit when he fell from that sort of space at the end of time.
In the time, right. Exactly.
Yeah, the dome. And hit a marble floor. Excuse me.
He hit the glass and it slowed him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the glass slowed him down.
Yeah, so 10th Doctor and 11th Doctor.
If you haven't watched how Jackie Chan does his stunts, Jackie Chan, right?
Okay, sorry, can I just stop you there?
Height.
Are you comparing
Matt
Smith to
Jackie
Chan?
No, you'll look at it from a great height, but he'll fall through many things on the way, because obviously if you fall from like a couple of meters, it's not going to hurt. But yeah, just going to say that because, yeah, if you break your fall from... You know, a smaller distance, when you get to the end, it won't be that great a distance.
Yeah, also, if you're Wile E. Coyote and you've fallen off, you're fine.
Who's that? Meep, meep.
You got your Acme devices.
Who?
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, they were showing.
Roadrunner, the blooming coyote that keeps trying to catch Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
Meep, meep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cartoon Network has been showing a lot of Looney Tunes over the weekend, and we've been enjoying those.
Anyway, back to Doctor Who. So was there anything else other than that particularly annoyed
that,
you?
That was the main thing in the whole story that annoyed me. Other than that, it was predictable, it was fine, it was not the best Christmas special, it was not the worst Christmas special. It was fun, and had some great quotes from the Doctor.
I enjoyed it. What did you think, Alicia?
I liked it.
Thank you for that. Oh,
one of my favourite Christmas specials.
One of your favourite Christmas specials, right. Okay, so that's fine. Isabella, what did you think of the Doctor Who Christmas special we've just watched? Over here, where we can hear you.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. You're over there. We're over here. It was scary. Okay, so we move on to Reese.
Scary.
I'm la 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 la. I'm only joking. Sorry. Reese.
I will kill you. No. I really enjoyed it. I think I'm not giving it an excuse because it's a Christmas special to get away with things that are a bit unlikely, because if that things like that were in a normal episode, I'd still accept them, like, you know, the Doctor falling from a great height and surviving it. Because he's in a suit that's especially designed to protect people from things like that, as it says in the episode.
Yeah,
and
he's not.
As
people.
Kirby said, there are some great lines from the Doctor. Like, this is the safest planet, one of the safest planets I've been to. Nothing dangerous ever happens here. The ground shakes, and he goes, "I should really just stay away from some sentences."
Yes.
And everything he says in the children's bedroom. Everything.
Oh God!
He says
yes.
In the children's bedroom.
This bunk. This hammock's developed a fault.
Yes. What's that thing you keep saying?
I know.
Oh dear. Yeah. Bit annoying, but
that, when he's going through the house, the only thing that slightly annoyed me was the the chairs in the sitting room, it just looked silly.
That annoyed you? Yeah, that annoyed me too.
It was silly.
Oh, why?
But before he turned them on, what he said about what's the point of a sitting room without telly, it was great.
Fair enough. Right, who haven't we had? We had Robert. Robert, what did you think?
I loved it. I thought it was the best, for me, the best Christmas special.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because it was straightforward and didn't have things like flying sharks.
That's true.
It just
had flying trees.
And it actually swept me along with it. So I was quite... Yeah.
I think I probably would have enjoyed it more if I hadn't had objects being thrown at me.
Thrown around.
And having to stop in 20 minutes.
Folks. We didn't have to stop it at 20 minutes. You chose to stop it at 20 minutes.
Because I was being harassed.
No, you weren't getting harassed. She was huffing and puffing, trying to flick something to care.
She was huffing and puffing and looking at me.
Yeah, sorry.
You didn't see that because you were watching the telly.
It's her own opinion. You should have not changed it. Otherwise, it would never happen.
Okay, right, okay.
I must have missed something. What was being thrown around?
Oh, never mind. You'll have to listen to the podcast.
Don't
want to know. I'm not going over that ground again.
As long as it wasn't a laptop.
Not on this occasion, but if the laptop had been in the vicinity, I suspect that would have been lobbed in my direction. Anyway, we have some feedback from some chap. What's his name again? Ian Kirk.
What?
That'd better not be more carol singers. I have a water pistol. Oh, it's the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Oh, Isabella. Hello, Alicia, Adam, Ben,
hello.
Liz, Robert.
Hello.
The Doctor,
hello.
The Widow, etc.
Wait, he missed me.
I like this episode. Like. For some people, it is like Marmite. They do not want it on their television screens. I was with relatives at Christmas, and I did not see the pre-credit sequence, and it is better without it. I believe there was a scene in the original script of Star Trek, the motion picture, where Captain Kirk jumps out of a spaceship and descends to Earth. This was never filmed.
It's flat.
People of Earth. It's from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy TV
series. Yes, I love that.
The 10th Doctor visited Bowie Base 1. Now the 11th is The Man Who Fell to Earth, a David Bowie film. The telegram that Madge Arwell receives says, "Deeply regret to inform you your husband, Flight Lieutenant R. Arwell, is lost over the channel as a result of enemy action while on air operations on the night of 20th of December, 1940. I think 1940 is wrong. I think the year is 1942. The newspaper Reg Arwell was reading says, "War looms as German military mobilise, which would be the German invasion of Poland, September 1939. Then, 3 years later, would be 1942. Wikipedia says, "The first RAF squadron to convert to Lancaster
sounds
was
like
number
Kirby.
44
worse
squadron
than me.
RAF in early 1942.
No, not worse than you.
Majawa's character is all over the place. She is clumsy, but she is not fazed by seeing a spacesuit about 20 years before the first one was made. She captures the three Androzani troopers. Arabella Weir and Bill Bailey are a bit wasted.
Yes.
We have industrial acid again,
like
in The Almost People. The clouds in the time vortex are useful if you are leading a Lancaster home. The two children were squabbling at the beginning. I think I've heard something similar on the 28th.
What do you mean?
Thank you, Ian, once again.
Yes. Thanks, Ian.
Captain. No, it's not it, Isabella. No, it's not it, the podcast. You've interrupted it again. I'll stop grumbling. And stop breaking stuff.
She's headed to a car.
Now,
that's Alicia.
One thing that puzzled me at first,
yes?
When I was looking, every time they'd show the scene, the shot of the telegram, on the pre-printed form that you glue the strips of the telegram on, at the very bottom, I kept seeing the words, "doubtful words, telephone." So I looked this up. So I can be as pedantic as Ian.
This is good. Yeah.
I looked this up, and what it says at the bottom of one of those pre-printed forms for British Telegram is, "for free repetition of doubtful words, telephone quote, telegrams inquiry or call with this form at office of delivery. Other inquiries should be accompanied by this form and, if possible, the envelope. So what it was if you don't think that they quite got the telegram transcribed correctly, you could call the office and they would double check. How they would double check, I don't know. But that's what that's saying at the bottom.
Thank you for that, Kirby. I did post on the 20 Milliwatt group that on my actual Facebook status, I said, I'm watching Doctor Who Christmas special, or something like that. I got basically people who are not Doctor Who fans replying to it in a negative fashion. And I was hoping then for people who were Doctor Who fans to come back and say, you know, positive things, but it didn't happen. So I posted that on the Facebook group. And then got
but
the
I'm
following.
Sorry, I was in hospital.
That's not an
I
excuse.
Do anything.
Sorry.
There is
an excuse. It is.
I was joking.
And I wouldn't have been able to see it.
I was joking. Listen, Rob Lansdowne said, I was a good half hour behind on live pause because Viggo pulled all the stuffing out of his and Amy's new toys, and I had to stop and clear it all up. I thought it was soppy and extremely silly, but I don't care because Androzani, my Amy and Awori... it made my mum cry. Then he says, my computer is removing the BBC HD encryption and FDPing it off the Freeview box as we speak. Yes, that's very technical blurb. Andy Nunny said, on the V Plus box for later. Kevin Williams, who I was going to do in a Welsh accent, but apparently he's not Welsh. I didn't enjoy it.
Do it in a Welsh accent.
No, I can't do accents. I didn't enjoy it. In fact, I'll go as far as to say it's the poorest Christmas special of the new era. Sorry. Jeff Waddell.
Can we make a list of our favourites?
Could do, but not today. Jeff Waddell. I love Matt Smith, but I honestly thought this was dreadful.
No, wasn't.
Kirby Bartlett Sloan. Anybody heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Oh, Kirby. Who's that?
Have you heard of Kirby Bartlett Sloan, Isabella?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, the one who goes shopping when he's supposed to be podcasting.
That's the one.
Yeah. I've heard of him.
Anyway, he said, I like parts of it and thought it was too predictable and a bit too silly. Love the Androzani reference plus the Pond's appearance. The girls looked at me strangely when I let out a whoop when Androzani Major was mentioned. I told them to ignore me. I'm just a Doctor Who geek.
Yeah, my parents looked at me strangely when I let out a whoop when Amy appeared.
I knew that Amy was going to show up in the episode, so it wasn't a surprise.
So did I, but
I'm glad
appeared.
You didn't let me know on that one. I would have been very disappointed. Ian Kirk said, Lie liked
glad
it.
I didn't know.
It. I was away at
Lie liked what? It. Lie liked it.
Lie.
Oh, shush. I'll go through Ian Kirk's bit again. Sorry, Ian. I liked it. I was away at family and saw it live, and they liked it. God, they filmed it live. That's amazing. They filmed Doctor Who.
on set.
I did
it's
not.
It's about as easy as five.
Be quiet. I did not see Followed Me Home coming. Use one of their laptops Christmas Eve. I have just got home now. I hope everyone here had a nice time. I did. Well, apart from when Doctor Who was on. Reese. Sorry, I can't say this now. Reese. Porton. Is it Porton? Is it French?
Are you sure it's not Dolly?
The P is pronounced F.
What's pronounced F? Feast
P Parton. Is pronounced F.
Feast Parton. Oh, sorry, Reese Farton. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Reese Farton says,
I've heard of this guy.
I really enjoyed
to me.
It. Was definitely not the best, but very good. Oddly enough, following them back was the most obvious part of it, in a good way. I said to Mum and Dad, the plane will be in the time tunnel with them, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
Also, that's the second time we've seen the time tunnel out of the title sequence in the Matt Smith era. Ooh, first time was in Pandorica Opens. You did mention that, actually, during the commentary.
Yeah.
But the time tunnel, I used to like that. It was quite a good series, that. One of my favourite American time-travelling series. Mary Blitzlang.
That was from the 60s, wasn't it?
Predictable. I could go on. But it is the only new Who. It is only new Who we get a very... Oh, can I say that again? Sorry, Mary.
No.
Put my new teeth in. Sappy, predictable. I could go on, but it is the only new Who we get for a very long time. For that alone, I enjoyed it. Can anyone tell me, though, why the Doctor would give them a present that would lead them to such a dangerous world. I mean, it was Androzani. Now, that was the point I was trying to make right at the beginning, wasn't it? Why? What's the point of the present
but
being there?
Don't I comment
so
after that about it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It goes
on. I just lost my connection. Did you tug on that?
I just tried going over to Facebook to find this.
Ooh.
Feedback.
Sorry.
Hello. Feedback.
No feedback.
Like I said, if you hear that happening, Alicia's just taking the table.
I haven't, no.
Yeah.
Someone must have gotten a sonic screwdriver for Christmas.
Peggy Sevre. No. Oh, I do hope I pronounced Peggy Sevre correctly. But that's how I'm going to pronounce it, nevertheless.
Peggy
Sevre.
Sevre, yeah.
I thought it was the best in a long while.
Yay,
I even
somebody
liked
agrees.
Matt Smith in it. He was not so rubbery and seemed
rubbery?
Really there. I thought it was really cute and very good for Christmas.
I guess you like that.
Reese Farton says, Mary, he'd been there before. He said it was normally friendlier than that. And I guess if the present had been opened on Christmas Day, like he'd planned, the harvesting would have been done and there'd be no tree.
Trees. It says tree there.
Yeah. So they will be disappointed. Doesn't say
I
that there. Sorry, I'm reading it as transcripted.
Sorry. Yeah, but that's race.
Well, bloody hell then.
Yeah.
It's trees.
Yeah.
Kirby,
see, I knew that.
Hang on, it's trees.
So I'm trying to get around this, trying to get my mouth around this name. Kirby Bartlett.
I don't really know about that.
Sloan.
Sloan.
Says, time passed faster through the portal.
Time passed
faster
through the portal.
Yes, I think that if they had opened on Christmas, the forest would have been regrown, except the Doctor kept asking where Cyril was. I think he knew all along, in general, but not the specifics, what was going to happen. I knew Cyril was going to open the package only. And the interesting thing about that was, before we saw this episode, there was a lot of, this is a throwback to the C.S. Lewis. Is it C.S.
Right.
Lewis?
Yes.
And I thought that Cyril might actually indeed be C.S. Lewis. But
no.
Reese did. Jeff Waddell said, was it Androzani? I thought the guards, and don't start me on them, a complete waste of characters, were from Androzani landing on an unnamed planet. Never mind. It was actually an Androzani harvesting planet. Looks like they've gone into Christmas tree market.
I'd
agree they were wasted characters, but Bill Bailey did the best he could with the role. Quite fun. I just hope, this means he can come back. Then he'd be even better.
Yeah,
there's some chap called Robert Haynes. He says... There's an Androzani major and an Androzani minor. Is that a song? There's an Androzani major and an Androzani
minor.
They've been to minor in case of Androzani. I understood this to be Androzani major. I love this special, and I thought it to be the best. Then that Kirby Bart said, I went back and watched again. This is not either of the Androzanis. It's a planet that Androzani major uses for tree aciding. And then that Robert Haynes says, thank you, Kirby. I only got a chance to watch it yesterday, Tuesday, when I came out of hospital.
then
the odd thing is, I read that as hospital,
continued.
Whereas you read it as hospital.
Hospital.
So there you go.
Robert Haynes.
Okay.
Robert Haynes.
Robert, are you feeling okay?
No.
That bothered me.
Oh.
You leave okay alone.
Oh.
He said, no, he's not. I was hoping you were going to be better, Robert.
Yeah.
I hope so, Robert. Too. Just that everything's not working as it should do properly, so...
Well, still not.
Getting lots of pain,
Have you
my stomach.
Had to go back in since Christmas?
And I was almost thinking about going back in, yes.
Yeah.
But I did want to spend New Year's outside of hospital.
Yeah, of course you did, yeah.
Sick of there, so.
Yeah.
And, so, of course, I was looking forward to doing a podcast.
Of course. I was sorry we messed that one up for you.
What?
We're sorry we messed up the doing the podcast bit for you.
Hey, you forgot to do a podcast last week, didn't you?
Didn't forget it. I've got a person, as I said earlier on, sitting in the room with me. I asked on about five occasions to record a show. And what were you doing, Alicia? She's fallen asleep. So there you go. That basically illustrates what she's actually been doing in the time when she said she was going to record.
Before I went in hospital, I was looking forward to a... No, that would have been after.
I am still recording.
No, because I was thinking if I have to go back in hospital, I'd want a podcast to listen to. So
yeah, sorry about that.
There's always a Who's the Mad podcast.
I'm afraid you'll have to blame a certain person.
What have I done now?
Yeah, but...
How many times did I ask you to record a show?
Four times this week.
And how many times did you say, yes, I'll do that?
Four times.
And how many times did you actually record it?
None. You can't come back to my room, though.
She expected me to go up to her room.
Always up to her room, isn't it? But then we'd have the sound of hairspray.
Probably.
That's right.
And you have to remember her room is the realm of contamination, so I put my health at risk. In fact, anybody who goes up there, even as Alicia, puts their health at risk entering her domain.
Ooh,
what do you mean, or not?
I don't put any
of this. Your room does.
No, I don't.
Well, there's, the first thing you have to think when you're going up to Alicia's room is you have to negotiate the stairs, or the stairdrobe, as I've called it. It's covered in clothes, jewellery, makeup, and various other hidden objects that
you should have two
drink.
Boys then.
I've trodden on earrings, a very painful thing if you walk up there with bare feet.
How was
before.
She?
Did you break them?
How was she?
Probably, yeah, probably. Once you got past the stair scenario, you're into a realm of chemicals. And other objects
acid.
On her other thing acid called the floor drobe. There's sort of bottles of chemicals for taking nail varnish off. There's hairspray. Yeah. There's tissues from her previous colds all over the floor. What else have we got up there that's of a dangerous...
Acid.
Hair. Plugs all over the floor.
Plugs all over the floor, electrical devices, cables trailing everywhere.
Headless canines.
Oh, yeah, and her electric fire, which is there to
it better not
set
be on
anything in the vicinity alight. So, yes, it's a very dangerous place, Alicia's bedroom. Isn't it, Alicia? Yeah. Isabella?
Yes.
Yes. So, there
acid.
We go.
acid, yes. So, who got... interesting Doctor Who gifts for Christmas.
I'll start. I got a cuddly TARDIS, a series
that's the
series
one that's,
six
is
box
that the
set.
One on top of magic.
Season.
And I have a cuddly TARDIS.
I'm sorry, Adam, but you say series, I come back.
That's what it says on the box. I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, it's printed in the UK where you get it
is
wrong.
That the one
now,
you
well, I'm
on
sorry about that. I'm just saying.
Adam,
that's what it says.
Which
yes.
makes it
is that
canon.
The one you put the picture of sitting on the
I
dog?
I put a picture. Well, yeah, that's the cuddly TARDIS that I got. I haven't posted a picture of the Series really? 6 box set, which is really good. It's the limited edition one with the embossed
silent
cover, and it comes with a little micro figure Doctor. And the best thing I liked, you get four three-dimensional postcard-type pictures.
Oh, cool.
And they're superb. They're really good. And the silent one, you tilt it in a certain angle, there's nothing on it.
Lenticular.
So you basically look at one angle, there's nothing on it, you turn it, and then the silent appears. It's really,
that's
really
cool.
it is absolutely superb. What else did I get, Doctor Who wise? Alicia, what else, Doctor Who wise, did I get?
DVDs.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Jane Adventures Series 2 and 3.
I love
them. That's about it, really.
We all do.
Very happy with that. I got some other presents that weren't Doctor Who related, didn't I, Alicia? What did I get?
Underwear.
I got a Southampton shirt, which I'm wearing.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That's the one you put your profile
Alicia,
picture,
what did you get
it?
Me?
I got you a Southampton shirt.
Oh. What else did I? What did Mum get me?
I don't know.
Well, you were there when I opened my presents.
I don't know. Well, I got you
but
a Southampton shirt.
But you opened hers too on the same day.
Isabella, what did I get for Christmas?
A laptop protector.
I got I got some money towards my iPhone upgrade. For my in-laws, that was quite useful. Obviously, because it was quite expensive.
That was your in-laws.
What Doctor Who presents did you get for Christmas, Isabella?
I didn't get any.
You did.
You did.
I bought you a Dalek for Christmas, Isabella.
She got a cuddly red Dalek, didn't you?
And
yeah.
Cuddly.
And she got some
I want a Dalek for Christmas.
I've got.
I don't have
Christmas.
One.
Sorry, no,
I
know.
Some
Doctor Who related, Isabella. Go on, Kirby. What did you get?
My oldest daughter, who is an artist...
Some underwear with Tom Baker's face
on. No, no, no. She
She took a basic clock you could get from a department store decorated it in using a collage technique that she does.
Did you post a photo of that?
Yes, she takes these little color chips, you know, when you go in the hardware store and you want to figure out the colors of paint. She takes those, she cuts those up, and she creates figures and collage. And she glued those inside the clock, outside. She drew some pictures around it and just created a one-of-a-kind Doctor Who clock for me.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Collector's edition. Wonderful. Yep,
which was
absolutely for
great.
Me too.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, she's 17, and she's...
And a bit of a clever clog, so I wonder where she gets that from.
Come on, Colby, don't be modest.
That was the only real Doctor Who thing I got. We did go out on Christmas Eve, and we bought some...
That's called Christmas Adam in our house.
And we bought some Christmas crackers for Christmas dinner, which was the first time we'd done that, and that was a load of fun to open those just before dinner and wear our hats and everything. Yeah. Although for some reason I was the only person who wore my hat all through dinner.
Yeah, same here. I wore my hat all the way through dinner into the evening snack meal we had on Christmas Day as well. In fact, I was still wearing that hat when I was having things lobbed at me during Doctor Who later on.
We bought some Jammy Dodgers, which did not last very long.
No, that doesn't surprise
yummy.
Me.
Did the Daleks come?
No, we kept the Daleks away with them. The store that we went to used to carry Jelly Babies, but they, for some reason, they don't have any.
So they can't say, would you like a Jelly Baby?
Right, and they were very apologetic. They said that people come in there all the time. This is not a British-specific store. They sell things from all over the world. They said people come in there all the time and ask for Jelly Babies, and they have to say, sorry.
But you got some.
And you say that's not good enough.
So anyway...
I can just imagine somebody going in there saying, can I have a Jelly Baby?
Yeah, Tom Baker.
Go on then, Reese. What did you have then? Doctor Who related.
Oh, okay. I got a Christmas special from... I got interrupted by a sonic screwdriver. I got
it's almost as if someone got a sonic screwdriver for Christmas.
Who?
Hey.
So what Christmas... special?
What are we talking about?
No, we're just working out what Reese got for Christmas at the moment. Sorry.
Yeah, there's some...
Doctor Who presents, I mean.
Yes,
did you get the Christmas
right.
Carol?
A calendar and what was it, sorry?
I also got a calendar.
Yes.
A Doctor Who calendar.
It looks gorgeous,
For 2012?
Yep.
It wouldn't be any other use for any other year, surely.
Well, you never know.
Unless you've got the fine-tuning facilities. Right, Robert, did you get any Doctor Who presents for Christmas?
Yeah, I got myself a third Doctor...
You got yourself something?
You got yourself?
And the 11th Doctor, not Lego figures. You know, the 11th...
I've got those. They're lovely, aren't they?
Almost Lego.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said on Facebook that they'd got that box and got two first Doctors.
Yeah, that was Rob Lansdowne, wasn't it?
That was a bit unlucky. I would have taken it back to the
Jeff,
shop.
Was it Jeff Waddell?
Yeah. Anything else?
That's a bit funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Anything else, Robert?
No, that's it.
Who have I left out? That's it, isn't it?
I like the picture from Jeff Waddell for Happy Who Year.
Yeah.
Ben,
what
did you get?
What did I get?
No, Ben. We're asking Ben.
What next week, but no doubt there'll be some comedy involved in it.
I didn't get any Doctor Who stuff.
That's because you didn't want any Doctor Who stuff. If you'd been given any Doctor Who stuff, you would have spat feathers and sulked.
And she would have ripped the heads off.
She would.
Really?
Pizza.
Alicia, can you do us a favour? You've got your phone on, yeah?
Yes.
I want you to send me a text message because I want to show the listeners
your ringtone.
My text message tone. It's not Doctor Who related. I just think it's really, really cool. Go on.
Wait,
today would be nice while we still got time.
sends you a message.
Just a text message, please.
No, an iMessage, you mean.
Yeah,
an iMessage. Terrible's idea.
Yes, well, can you just do it?
I think about getting a BlackBerry.
Hurry up.
BlackBerry.
Yeah.
She's got an iPhone at the moment. She's just being a pain. iPhone's much better than BlackBerries.
I don't know, so I want BBMs.
I like raspberries.
Have you sent it yet?
And strawberries. Strawberries are nice too.
Blueberries.
We're and growing apples. Lots of strawberries at the moment.
So weird.
Did you get that?
Nice and juicy.
Yeah.
No, what?
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Listen, stop talking over it, you naughty people. Try again.
Woo!
Here we go. Send it. Tell me when you're about to send it. I'll tell them to be quiet.
Okay.
Right.
We're sending.
Here we go.
Oh, cool.
It's excellent, isn't it?
Is that a whistle?
It's the bosun's whistle from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, my text...
It just sounds like a bird joined you for a second.
It does, doesn't it?
One thing we did here, we decided we consolidated all of our phones. We got rid of our landlines that were all on cell phones.
Hey.
What?
What's
and,
wrong with that?
When?
And we saved...
Where?
What?
Hello.
Hello.
How dare you?
It's all right. It's only Robert interrupting you. Don't worry. Carry on.
Anyway, we saved enough money that we were able to finally get text messaging between all of us, which
yeah.
we had not had in all the years that we've had cell phones. And so, of course, I customized my phone immediately.
Yeah.
And my text message is the TARDIS, of course. If someone texts me,
I've got that as
nice
an alarm. I did have it as a text. But
a
I've
nice
got that as
little
alarm now.
Groaning of some keys against the piano.
Do people look at you funny when it goes off?
I've got to tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got to tell you. There's a certain different kind of groaning in the current Sherlock.
I don't bother with Sherlock. It's not my cup of tea. I don't like Sherlock.
I'm
sure it
I
is,
like
but
Sherlock.
I
like
that.
The new Sherlock. I haven't seen the new one yet, but
well, the first episode of the new season is superb.
No, I'm sure it is. Not my cup of tea.
I would suspect the first episode of the new series is good too.
Not my cup of tea at all.
I'm yet to get the DVD.
The Study in Pink.
That was last year.
The Study in Pink, Kirby. Yeah, it's the first episode of the series.
Series 2.
Series.
Yeah.
No, that's season 1.
Series 2.
The first episode of the series.
Series 2.
I'm confused.
No,
yes. Anyway.
Because it hasn't been brought back.
Series
moving away
two.
From Sherlock. Hopefully Ben will be back
good.
Next week. And any listeners, if you want to, and I forgot this last couple of episodes, to send us any feedback, the email address is 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. What is it, Alicia? Thank you for that. It's 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. And of course you can join our Facebook group, the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. And we're trending on Twitter, which is hashtag 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. And of course you can follow me on Twitter at Adam20MB Podcast. Alicia's on there as well as Alicia_Mel, and Robert is TV Kirby. And I've forgotten all the others.
Hang on, Robert is TV Kirby?
No, that's Kirby.
Yeah,
Kirby.
That was
no.
Glad you were listening.
What am I? I'm
Kirby is TV
Boris
Kirby, and Robert is something
Red Box.
It's what?
And I'm
Boris 70
at
Red Box.
That thing, yes.
Is that too hard to remember?
Yeah.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> I'm at Reese Parton or Farton.
Somebody actually, I got a tweet back from somebody on Twitter, but I can't remember who it was now. Somebody Doctor Who.
That's helpful.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh,
I got a
call
on Friday from Barnaby Edwards.
Did you put something about that on
did
you put
did.
Something about that in your Facebook too,
you
didn't you?
Shut up!
Oh.
You got a tweet back from the head writer for Torchwood.
Oh yeah, Jane Espenson.
Well,
that's right.
I did
that's
indeed
right.
get a tweet back from her, yes, because I was just asking her if what she, because she said she'd finished something that she'd been working on for a while,
yeah,
and I wondered what it was.
You sent that out.
Adam!
You sent that out,
and
I was going, who? I had to go out and figure out who it was.
You looked on Wikipedia as to who Jane Espenson was.
No, I went to Twitter to see who it was.
Did you see Adam's New Year food?
Did you see that? Yes, it was nice, wasn't it? My wife cooked that.
My God, is that a couple of your puddings there?
Are you being offensive about my size and my girth?
No, I'm just saying how big is it
my
now?
My paunch.
Surprised. No, I'm not, because I don't know the size of it.
There's only twice a year we have meals like that. The one you saw the Christmas Day one was obviously on Christmas Day, cooked by my mother-in-law. And I was just illustrating that my wife is just as adept at cooking such meals.
She is just throwing laptops across the room.
Hey, Dad,
it's four more sleeps till Celebrity Big Brother. Thank you, but I didn't have noted that there's no celebrities on it.
Wait, this is actually quite a good one.
Yeah, what?
It's 11 months and 24 days until Christmas.
Cool. Of course, that's if we ever get to it. let me think what I was going to say. Yes, our sponsors are whowon.co.uk. And I hope everybody went and bought their Christmas presents from WhoWon, because if they did, they would have mentioned the fact that they heard of whowon.co.uk from this podcast, and then they will continue to sponsor us for future events.
Okay.
Is that actually the case?
Now that's whowon.co.uk.
Thank you.
I wish I could afford to buy things from whowon.co.uk.
What's your dog doing with glasses on?
What's the doctor with the glasses on? I did explain this, Robert. He's got glasses on because every time I get out of my seat, he jumps in it. So I thought, if he wants to spend so much time in my seat, he might as well wear my glasses and slippers. I haven't got any slippers, so he had my glasses.
I like that picture.
Greg's real.
I need to see that.
So there we go. Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm just going to check on whowon.co.uk's coming soon items, because there is a classic DVD box set coming out soon that I want and can't have.
Which one is
it?
Is that the one with Android's invasion?
That's
Android
the one.
Invasion.
Can't have it, can't afford it. So
ooh.
You can get the violins out if you like, but it's generally the case.
And Dinosaur Invasion as well, isn't
yes. But
this must be an invasion.
Who
box
got a sonic screwdriver for Christmas?
Yeah,
all I'm hearing
it
in the background,
like
sonic
it.
Screwdriver's going off. Oh, Sensorites is coming out. Oh, joy.
Oh, that you're going to be first in line to get at that, aren't you?
I expect the bonus features to be quite interesting. I don't think I've bothered watching the actual episodes.
Adam, which is the latest DVD release there? Of
classic
series.
One.
The one that came after Colony in Space? Well, what came after Colony in Space?
What came after? I don't know. What, in the actual series?
Yeah. No. What is the next release after Colony in Space of the classic series?
The Colony in Space is out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because that only came out fairly recently here.
Oh, I see. Well, that
it's
is the most
slow.
Recent one, as far as I know. I don't think they've released anything since then.
It's pretty slow.
The box set that you referred to just a moment ago, which I can't find on the Who One list, which makes me think that it's coming out after Sensorites. I mean, some part. If Sensorites was like a 3-4 parter, it'd be quite good. It's just it drags on. I just find it.
I've only
on,
seen
anyway,
it once.
Unit. It's the Unit Files.
DVD.
That's the one you're referring to, and it's
from both of you.
I don't have a date on it. $29.99, but I'm sure you can get it for differing prices at various other websites. But if you want to get it from a Doctor Who fan, get it from whowon.co.uk. Ask one for us. And then, of course, after that, you get it centralised. And I think that rather concludes the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast for this week. No charts this week because I haven't had time to compile them. And, of course, where we didn't have a show out last week, we wouldn't actually be in the charts. And
it's all
I think that's
us.
A fairly good excuse, don't you, not to have the charts this week?
Everyone is copying my fashion.
Oh, who cares? And also, Lucia's going back to school tomorrow. Lucia's going back to school tomorrow, so...
What?
No, you're going back to school. You're going back to school the next day as well.
I don't want
to
go.
Which probably means her taking part in the podcast is going to be slightly limited between now and the half-term holidays. However, she did actually say that she was going to actually be involved in these reviews of New Who. The trouble is, she did actually say she was going to record the podcast over four nights during this week and didn't. So my hopes aren't high for her taking part, and Isabella for that matter, in our reviews, forthcoming reviews, of new
Who.
Yeah,
will you watch one of your new Who?
No, I don't think you don't want to watch New Doctor Who in a minute. Do you want to watch Doctor Who in a minute?
Do you watch Doctor Who in a minute?
As in Doctor Who? She doesn't want to watch. Anyway, thanks for listening. Stop. Thanks for joining in. Hope Ben's back next week. Hope you're much better next week, Robert.
I do
and
too.
I hope your alarm goes off earlier, Kirby.
Yes. 2012 virus, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Hit the alarm clock.
And until next week, bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance.
Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.